Yeah.
Check 1, 2, 3. My phone never makes noise, fam. You know this.
Yes.
See this little button? This little button stays on red.
Yeah,
bro.
It's always red.
And my phone is only on vibrate. Everything's silent. The only thing that makes noise is my alarm.
Mine is on D&D. Never leaves.
The most noise you hear my phone makes is it vibrate on a table.
Oh. Ah, you can record. Look, you're talking to Mike.
Yo.
You don't have to lean all the way back.
Just this way is good.
You know, you can just don't lean forward.
Because
then you'll block the light.
Got it. Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you, Piro.
You already know what's going on. Come on. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, welcome back to 401. This is your delightful sunshine, and I got with me the one, the only.
You already know, man. It's your boy STS Lucky back again in the building. Yeah. You already know we got Sosa missing, we got Philly missing. You know what I'm saying?
MIA, man, missing in action. But we love them still. We love them.
They're taking the bun and cheese a little too serious. They gave us bun with no cheese today.
See,
though.
This is how you know dedication, right? We missed 1 week. Me and him decide we gotta give it to you. They said they put Jesus first.
Okay, I put Jesus first. I went to church today still. You're not even gonna put me in that predicament with you, brother. You're not even about to try and send me to hell with you. Wherever
all
you
I'm
go,
saying is
I went to church this morning.
I went to church in my mind. Yeah,
what time did you wake up?
I woke up at 5. I had to go to work.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't go to church. Then right after I had a photo shoot for my baby nephew.
Okay.
And then I was just booked up busy.
You had work. You had an excuse. I thought you were just like, you know what?
On Jesus dying and waking. Yeah, no. I'm not going to do the Lord and Savior like that. But yeah, we're here though. And happy Easter to everyone. If you listen to this sometimes in your week, driving to work. And every other people messaging, so you're not gonna drop a podcast this week? We're looking already there, you know.
I lie, like, yo.
Fever.
Like, man's are talking about when's the next episode dropping? Like, every week.
When we have time. Like, come on. Life's life, man.
Holy.
But honestly, thank you for the dedication that everyone is staying with us, messaging and keeping up. It's encouraging if you think about it. Because I was like, oh, let us bring it back after 5 years. We brought it back after 5 years. 2 months in. And it's the people are coming back into it. Like, there's the flood of people.
Nah, it's definitely violent,
I was looking at the numbers go up, and I was like, oh, we might have something here still.
Nah, trust me. I definitely look forward to, you know, just coming on here again to, you know, speak my mind and just relax, kind of like, you
and
know,
just shit and sunshine.
From society. But yeah, most for sure.
Appreciate it, though. So thank you, guys. And yeah, if you're asking where's Philly and Sosa, it's Easter Sunday and they're extremely busy with family. That's literally what it is.
Bro, Sosa's dry humping his pillow right now. Sorry, Sosa.
You know what kills me through? Because I listened back to all the episodes we did and it's like, I keep going, where did both of you come up with this answers? Like, it's just so on the spot.
Bro,
and it's so stupid.
Honestly, I tell man's like, my shit's on rocket fire. Like, if you want to like go like shit talking, like, bro, you better have that shit on quick draw. Cause like the moment you slip up or like you let
you're
me just, cause like I'm not letting up until like I make a shit joke and I'm still gonna bounce back from the joke. So it's just like, now I'm just gonna double down on you. So like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just worse.
You know, what Sosa did the last episode. The man doubled down and then came back in the group chat to ask a stupid question.
Came back a week later talking about, yo, so man's are telling me that you're really gonna, like, bro.
Like, yo, it's okay. Shut up. It's okay. we love when God tell it, he'll be like, don't he?
I watch so much horror movies for this. This is why I don't watch so much horror movies.
They kill me. We actually don't have a topic today.
No topic.
We're freelancing.
Yo, honestly, it's just been a long week. Like,
it's been a long week,
and it's just like, yo, my mind wasn't even like, wasn't even focused on this because like midweek, whatever. Flipping, yeah, like midweek, I got like the details from my. One of my friend's funerals and stuff, that was on Saturday. So just like, yo, like, it was just like, I was really just focused on like, you know, yeah, like making getting it to, out, yeah. Like, you know, to just getting through the, getting through the long weekend or whatever. But yeah, it's just been a long week, just a lot going on. Life's been doing numbers, you know, backflips, hat tricks. Like, yo, no cap. Like, I've been telling, yo, life is dealing with mass. Like, it's a triathlete, fam. Like, it's doing different. Like, I'm like, bro.
It is. It's one of those ones you think you kind of have a routine figured out, and life's like, side bitch, you're kidding.
Like,
another thing.
Life never has a punchline, bro.
And it's not funny because no one's laughing.
I'm the butt of the joke, yo.
No one's laughing. I don't like it. But you know who's the butt of a joke? Malak High from East London.
Yo. Master. Yo. No cap. I didn't even know what was going on, yo. If you know about Malachi from East London, yo, rest in peace.
Is it
guy,
East
man.
London or South London? Wherever Malachi's at. Wherever,
bro, he's banned from London. I know that much.
He can never go back to the ends.
I know that guy's mom Mind is you, weeping somewhere right now, bro.
Not even that. Anyone that's named Malachi in East London right now.
No, no, that's facts. But like the mans that know
who Malachi is.
Fam, that guy is finished. That guy is finished.
Yo, he automatically already lost all the future argument in his life.
Bro, he can never talk anything.
He
can't keep the same friend group, bro. Anyone that knows him personally from the story, he can't know anymore,
The
bro.
Group chat's going to be flaming him.
That guy's
going
to have to move to a different part.
Mind you, I saw like the, like, I seen a trace of it. The first thing I saw was the one they turned into a song.
Nah, bro, I didn't even see the song. Like, it was just a random clip. Like, I opened up, because, like, by the time I got on TikTok, like, the video got deleted or whatever.
Oh,
like, it wasn't showing me the full video. It was just showing bare stitches or man's, like, you know, reacting to it.
No.
So, all I see, like, I slide up on TikTok. You know how it always shows the fucking ad when you jump into TikTok? Like, why the hell are you showing me an ad? Oh. First thing I do when I open up the app.
I hate that.
It's an ad. And then you're going to wait 3 seconds to ask
before
if I want to
skip.
Why do I have to skip to use my app? Like, I'm about to delete this shit, bro. No. And then Snapchat wants to come out with Snapchat Plus, Snapchat Premium. Bro, if you don't care,
you're already paying for Prime.
Like, bro, if you're paying for Snapchat, you need help.
But look, like, I think
you know, if you're paying for Snapchat and you're not
making money,
no, you're not an influencer because I can't. Like, some influencers are on the up and coming, you know, not everyone's making a bag off Snapchat. But if you're just paying for Snapchat Plus, just for the futures, like seeing who viewed your story, seeing what time they seen it, like,
wait, it does that?
Yo, Snapchat Plus be doing bear shit still. Your girlfriend might
so
have it.
So they told us them times that there's no features like that just to bring it back up so you could pay for it. I'm coming back to that. Back to Malachi from this one.
But back to Malachi. Yeah. That guy's done out here still. But
the
girl said. It was literally just like all I seen.
Stop Malachi chatting to your friend. You yap my buddy.
I was like, whoa, fam. You're getting
the punchline of the thing that was like, she said, you're a shitty mouth. I said, why did you have to say that part?
Oh, did you see them drop the picture?
They found Malachi?
Bam. Yo, the picture, the shorty took a picture of her, like, of him. So, like, it wasn't showing nothing, but it was just her bum, his face in her bum, fam. He was like, he didn't have a shirt on.
And Malachi went topless?
Mans were like, this guy's butt naked, eating ass like he's gonna fuck. I was like, oh my goodness. Like, yo,
Malachi was topless?
No cap, I couldn't even be on social media like that. Like,
oh my God, Malachi, you're done.
Nah, bro.
You gotta change your name, change your face, move across country. The thing about that, when I started seeing everything pop up, a couple of things popped in my head, right? And I wanna explore this. One, there's just some certain shorties you know you can't do nasty shit with.
Damn, wait, what? No, you shouldn't be doing that. Not like, yo, I'll let certain things fly. Like, if she said, like, oh, you're eating the box, would allow it, you know? I would allow it if she said, like, you know, he was bowing for the kitty cat. But this guy was bowing for the shit tractor, fam? The doo-doo train, fam? Poo-poo mouth?
Shit in mouth? Yo, honestly, I looked at her.
That guy was getting, she, fam. That guy was getting, I'm just his, like, lips dyed, fam. What are you talking about? That guy was getting lip toner, bro. The man was trying to get the right shade of shit for his lips, bro. What are you talking about? That's insane, bro. Nah, bro.
No.
Nah, Malachi couldn't be my friend. You know what I'm saying? Malachi couldn't be my friend and let me find out. Because, yo, bro. If my homie Des Moines was here right now, he would tell you the things I say to him. You know what I'm saying?
This guy puts everybody through it.
To some of my
oh
friends.
My god, it's ridiculous.
Like, it's all out of love.
It's ridiculous.
They wouldn't still be here, you know? The love wasn't genuine.
But no, I saw the girl and I was like, yeah, I would expect this from a shorty like you. Like, it's not far-fetched that you come on here to let me know Malachi ate your butt. Like, looking at you off the rip, that's one.
Yo, off rip, like,
she just looked like she chat.
It's kind of wild to show mans that, like, you know, a man was eating your ass. Like,
and I'm not one for king shaming. Do what you want.
No, I'm gonna shame you still.
No, there's liberation for good hoes. Malachi just enjoys.
My ancestors didn't die for me to eat ass. I know that much.
Malachi just wanted it to explore.
My ancestors
his options.
Didn't fight all their life.
Malachi
me,
wanted
to
know
shit,
what.
Dog, for eat shit, dog. For go eat noodle. You're not serious. You're not serious, bro.
Then,
there's no way, fam. You're going to
You're telling me there's no
fam,
possibility.
You're letting one of your siblings eat ass, fam, and share your drink after?
Absolutely not.
All right, bro.
I was gonna ask, would you ever do that
in
the future?
You even letting your bro eat ass, fam? What no. if your bro told you he likes eating ass? How you gonna look at him after? Oh, now you're going to kink shame a lie? You're going to kink shame now a lie because you're bro. You're going to beat him up a lie? You're going to beat him up because you're bro a lie? You're not going to let your bro eat ass? You're not going to let your bro eat ass? You're not going to let your bro eat ass?
I'm going to have to have a heart-to-heart conversation with him. Like, why?
You're
going
to have to pull him to the side, fam.
Like, come to the room real quick.
Like, fam.
Why?
What have our parents not fed you, fam? Like, what are you lacking at home, bro? What nutrients do you think you need to
there's
get your
There's titties,
for?
There's a mouth, there's a body, there's the box. Why?
I would allow the box, like, you know what I'm saying?
Why?
But
that?
Just like, there's so much things you can eat and you chose ass.
You chose
bro.
Ass. Like, it's ridiculous. And then it proceeded.
God gave us an abundance of food, you know? An abundance of, we have farms. You know, we have fish in a sea. Not the fish pond land. We don't deal with that, dag. But the fish in a water, dag. The fish with fin, not with legs.
The one Jesus used to feed the 5,000, you know? That fish.
Bro.
And you still left all of that?
But Malachi, he doesn't deserve an Easter plate.
Isn't Malachi a Christian name? That nigga fuck up for all the generations of Malachi. Are you right with Jesus and this is who fuck up the PR?
Holy.
Think about it. On Easter weekend too? Monica, I have answers in heaven.
I can't even let any of my friends name their son Malachi still.
After this, Malachi.
Yeah, Malachi's done for still.
Oh, we know a Malachi.
I know a few Malachis.
Oh, they're done. I'm gonna text a shitty buff. I'm not gonna say nothing, just gonna text some shit
bro,
in mouth.
Anyone that I know named Malachi, fam, if you get a shit stain emoji from me, bro, it's not my fault.
Hey, and then there was
you're
an interview,
by,
right?
By association.
Another thing, she's Gen Z. Gen Z don't give a fuck. They're right to the world fall off and they will still dance on the grave while they're dying.
Yo, bro,
they don't care.
Back, bro.
Right? So she, a next shorty tried to interview her about the situation. Because at first, everybody thought this was made up. I thought this was made up.
I would have made it up.
I thought this was made up. She's trying to go viral, so you know. And then there's an interview. Malachi, people
that's actually funny you brought up if it was made up still.
Yeah, because that's the first.
Remember the video that we seen where the shorty was talking about the girls trip where like bare people were broke and stuff? Fake.
So I saw Malachi from East London. The first thing it reminded me of, you know, the New York one? Ricky, run, Ricky. When we catch you, Ricky. So I'm thinking,
Ricky,
it's never that. I'm thinking, never that serious. just for her to get interviewed. Now, the lady that's interviewing, Millennium, obviously, but this girl had a condescending tone the entire time. So she's talking to the shorty on some, you're a whore. So now shorty tells her, don't call me a whore again, because I'm not a whore. She's like, but you do things like this and you expose men. Like, this is whorish behavior. That girl said, I bet. Pulled out the clip from her mouth, loaded it. No, not real gun. Flip. She said, your mom's a whore. She said, aren't you old? 48 and you're doing this? When I tell you, jaw kept going down and down with every reply. The girl goes, you don't even know how to dress. What are you wearing? And she's like, what are you wearing? She's like, I'm wearing Shein. I'm 18 years old. This is what we do for 18. You're here. What are you doing with your life? I was just like, this girl had no chill. So Malachi got the flame on TikTok. Mind you, you invited Shorty to your show.
I got flamed on set.
A man
flames me on my own show, my own stream.
We might have to scrap.
You flame me on stream, ending that. You flame me on YouTube, not even editing it, bro. I'm deleting all footage, fam.
But you put it out.
You think you're going to try and insult me in front of, bro?
On my own show with my own fans?
Unless that shit is getting run live, bro. And even if it was
live? I don't think it was live.
No, but if I was running a live thing and you tried to like shame me on my, or like try and like flame me on my own set, I'm crushing you live. On set. Standing on business. The fuck?
Why are you?
You're gonna come into my house and disrespect me? Idiotic.
Then there was after show. She was paging the girl after show and the girl stood on business too. I love that girl. I need her to be famous.
That's the problem. We're making too much dumb people famous.
No. I need her to be famous because I feel like she will put people on business. Like, she will not let you slide with stupid shit.
But she'll let you eat her ass alive? Fuck you.
Yeah, because that's a stupid shit. No pun intended.
This guy's a dumbass.
Malachi from East London. But no, another thing that caught my eye this week. And I don't even know if I want to get into it because I feel like so self-feeling needs to be able to get into that one. It's the Diddy situation.
The what situation?
Diddy.
Bro, I don't want to talk about that guy still.
That one just...
But yo, as I was saying, bro, I'm still bumping Meek Mill until mans can show me proof that mans were getting their cheeks clapped in a dark room. I'm booking dreams and nightmares.
Meek Mill is not giving you reason to not believe the allegations.
Yo, fam. At the end of the day, there's no proof, fam. It's all allegations right now.
It's all allegations, and he's not beating them.
Everything right now is in the wind, fam. Until I see some evidence, some solid proof, an actual witness, not like she say, he say. I think this happens behind closed doors.
The Diddy situation, what even made it more crazy for me, there was this shorty that she's like a psychic, and she predicted this.
I'm talking about Meek Mill. I don't care about Diddy. Diddy can go up in flames, though.
But talking about Meek Mill, this is a hot take. I feel like Meek Mill is on the spectrum just a little bit.
On the spectrum of what? Being gay?
No. ADHD and shit.
Oh.
Why is that the first thing your head went to?
Because we're talking about the Diddy situation.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. But no,
what the hell?
Shut up. Makes sense. But I think because, you know, if you look at his track, like the day he was sitting in the pool with the fries between his leg.
He wanted wet fries.
You just have to think, why did you do that?
I don't know, yo. Sometimes you don't. Maybe he didn't. Maybe somebody was walking past him with fries and gave him some fries, and he wants to take a picture, but had nothing to take a picture
with. He didn't take the picture. Someone took the picture over Ed. Fries between his legs. He's just eating it like that.
Dude, they probably gave him the fries like that, and he wanted a plate. He didn't have a plate. He put on his lap, bro.
It's giving special Ed a little bit.
Have you ever dropped something on the floor, picked it up, and ate it?
I'm African.
So sit down and shut the fuck up.
I'm Nigerian. I don't care.
So sit down and shut the fuck up.
But that's different between pool chlorine water, though. Like, what are you talking about? Bam. Like, people pee in that water.
And people stomp, piss, shit, and wipe their ass on the ground, fam. Do you know how much stuff touched the ground? There's probably... Do you know how many stuff touched the ground, brother?
But the ground is in my house, though. I clean my crib.
guy's gonna try and find an excuse. Clean your crib or not, you can find the same bacteria in both places.
You can make an argument for that. You can make an argument for that. Like, that's like, you see the time he jumped into the water too? Dived into the water. Didn't see that one. Meek Mill, your dogs.
I didn't say he was my dogs. I said I'm bumping tracks, bro. If he's dropping a heater, I'm listening to that. Madra bumping gun and he snitched.
Oh, talking about heaters. What do you think about the Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar? I know you don't want to talk about women beef, but you got to have opinion on this one,
though. Honestly, I'm not going to cap. I didn't even listen to the album.
But you listened to that one song, didn't you?
I started the album and I didn't make it past the first track.
Every time I try to have a music conversation with you, it never goes well.
But this is not my fault. We came here unprepared together. Get me? So how are you going to blame me for not being well prepared for a topic you didn't have?
We're someone serious, podcasters.
You must think we're in a relationship. Because one thing you're not about to do on set is gaslight me, bro. I'm not your bitch. It's not your bitch. You're not going to gaslight me on set, fam.
Shut up. But seriously, why didn't you make it past one? I didn't listen to it.
I think when I started it, like, bro, I think I had to go do something. Like, I left the crib and then, like...
And then it was just done with.
Like, I just didn't bother going
I just
to
went
it.
Straight
but,
to
like,
the
I
dish.
Was just, like, looking at, like, all the, like... The jabs, all like the bars that were posted, like people deciphering the tracks.
And I'm looking, and I'm listening, and I was like, to the track. Kendrick Lamar, I won't say it was like a diss track. It's a statement verse. Like he made
I was watching the picture where they were talking about the, how on the future album, the names compared to.
I didn't go back and verify. So, and I was like, oh, cute. Also, it made me realize I'm getting older, right? When they said Kendrick Lamar diss Drake, I was like, were they not just complimenting him just like an album ago? And I'm here like, first of all, when did this start? So now I have to go back to find the issue to diss in? I didn't like that. At my big age now, I can't get involved
it's
completely.
Okay, it's time for you to throw in the towel and have kids. But me, I'm going to enjoy my youthfulness.
I'm never doing that.
Kids?
Right now, no. On a real though, because you know, you're just two guys in here, right?
Actually, no, Diddy, no pause. That's fine. We're gonna have to clip that out. I don't like that one still. I'm not gonna hold you. Something about those statements, right? Not on Easter Sunday. Not with my God watching.
What are you doing?
Not with my God watching.
Oh, Lord. No. But no, when I tell you the last week and a half, I've been dealing with different women, having women ego and fucking their shit up, then stressing me about it. And I decided I don't even want kids anymore. You know how I wanted daughters and be like, girl, dad and shit.
This guy said daughters.
Fuck that.
I wouldn't mind having a daughter, but like...
You don't want them. I promise you don't.
No. As in like... If I had a daughter, fam, like,
you don't.
I'd have to throw the old me out still.
What do you mean by that?
What? You think my daughter can... Bro, what? Bro, my daughter can't fuck with no one like how I used to be, no.
This is where the sin niggas ain't shit. What do you mean?
Bro, there's some shorties I'm pretty sure they don't want their daughters to do half the things they committed.
You know what? When you put it like that, yeah.
In our time, there are shorties getting clapped and giving head for bus fare and junior chickens, fam. Come on now, bro. No one's telling their daughter that, bro. No, bro. And taking how economy's going up, could you imagine how much a junior chicken is going to cost by the time they have kids?
It's no longer a junior chicken. Senior premium. That's the elderly chicken. What are you talking about?
It's going to be like $20 by that time, fam. Just a sandwich, bro.
Yeah, no, that's tough. But I seen a TikTok here talking about that now. The man said, how much is your price for something that you're not comfortably doing? Not something that compromises your morals. So this is not like something like, oh, killing somebody or being gay for it.
Yeah, I don't like doing dishes. I hate doing dishes.
So how much would they have to pay you to do something you're just naturally uncomfortable doing? Like, you just don't like doing
this. Like, how are they paying me? Are they paying me, like, hours cash. To do it? Or are they paying me, like, a lump sum to do it for a certain period of time?
Okay, let us do hourly and a lump sum. Because I'm thinking, what don't I like doing?
No cap, I wouldn't even do dishes for $30 an hour still.
What?
To sit down and wash dishes, fam. Like, I don't like doing dishes. Not saying I can't do dishes. Not saying I can't clean. Ask my dukes. I can throw down, bro. When it comes to cleaning, bro, I do not fuck around.
You just
around.
Don't like doing dishes.
I fucking hate doing dishes.
That and is like, ridiculous.
The thing I hate the most about doing dishes is if I planned on doing the dishes and you tell me to go do the dishes. Now it's fuck you and them dishes.
When I was younger, I used to hate that.
Bro.
Because it fucks up my mental timing.
For me, I feel like ever since I was a kid, I hated it so much. I kind of like made like a fixation in my head. Like, nah, like, but like if I go do the dishes, yeah. But if I'm doing like lots of dishes for like a long period of time, like I used to do like dishwashing and shit. If I'm doing that for a long period of time, and I was like, remind you, I wasn't just doing dishwasher. I was a line cook too. But on like weekends, I was switching over, you know, when I was working my nights. So
wait,
I was,
you were a line cook? You cook in
the- Yo, don't worry about me, brother. Don't worry about me, bro. I was making burgers, scrambled eggs, fam, special orders. What do you need? Anything on the menu, make that, bro. Any type of burger, fam. California burger.
Say what
sandwiches.
I.
Fam.
You know how to make a Cali?
Bro.
California I'm never sandwich? Cooking for you again.
Bro, what do you want?
I am
over
never
eggs,
cooking.
Runny eggs,
I'm
fam,
never cooking.
Over medium.
Every time you fam, come to my fam, house now.
What do you want, fam? I can make it over easy. Over hard, I can make runny eggs, scrambled eggs, fam. I can give you just the yolk or just the...
You can make those yolk only with the white stuff.
Fam, what? Yes, I used to... Bro.
You guys want to know how this guy is a fraud, right? Lucky will come to my crib, wake me up from my sleep...
Wait.
And make me make him food. Now you're letting me know you can cook now?
Wait, before he says he be just throwing down the kitchen... Okay... I don't know what kind of bread he be going to the store or what store he be going to for the bread, but the bread and the egg sandwich with the egg fam be fucking slapping. Like,
I'm never cooking for you again.
But it's something about his pots and his egg and his bread that tastes better. So when I go
you
to
guys
crib,
don't... Lucky spent a week in my crib. And by day three, it was not sleeping in the morning because he wakes me up to come make him egg sandwich.
Yo, bro.
And my mom didn't even make like, that easy, too. My mom, too.
I feel like I'm coming to your house to spend time with you because you're lonely. You know what I'm saying?
Lucky came with his PlayStation and set up a whole entire operation in my living room to tell me I'm lonely.
Our living room. See, he has it wrong. It's a shared living space. You know what I'm saying? I just have visiting hours. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
I make up the hours as I go. I just pull up. You know what I'm saying?
Just to find out you can cook? This thing has never touched a pot in my
room. Don't have Shorty's food out here. Eh? I don't want you telling Shorty's falseness.
You just said you
like a woman that can cook.
As a line cook.
Get me if you can whip up. I'm not going to tell you.
I'm hot.
There's only one person I'll make this, so I'm not going to bring it up because I won't eat it if anyone else makes it. There's only one Shorty I'll eat it from. But...
I thought you were gonna say me wrong. No.
Yo, bro, don't let me have to call your mom. But yo, let me. I don't even remember what I was gonna say, bro. Don't let me have to call your mom.
No, my mom. Lucky was like, I'm hungry. I'm on the phone with my mom, and she was like, "Why is someone saying they're hungry in your crib?" I was like, "Oh, because it's just staying here."
In your crib?
My mom stopped paging me on the phone. Like, I didn't raise you like that.
No, she didn't.
Someone will come to your house and they will be starving.
Belly
you
cramping.
Better go to the kitchen and start cooking.
Water
this
whipping.
Bastard, just the way he's doing right now, gassing it up in the living room. And I'm just, my mom really made me cook for him.
He made that motherfucking sandwich and it slapped.
I hated it.
Yo. But we're not going to talk about the time I gave you money to go buy the bread to make the egg
okay,
sandwich.
Shut up. We don't need to get it.
No, you were just exposing, but now it's my turn, and now I'm exposing. What were you doing? Just telling the truth, and now I'm exposing.
Yeah, no one needs to know about this.
Bro, imagine I gave this guy bread. Yo, I came to this guy's crib. I'm like, yo, bro, where are the eggs and where's the bread? Man's like, I don't have that right now. I didn't do grocery shopping. You know? I'm like, all right, say no more. Since I'm the one asking for it, Might as well I buy it, you know? It's respectful. You know, I'm asking.
Respectful, gentleman. Fuck it
up, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I gave him the change to get the things and things, right? Bro, a week goes by. I didn't go to his crib. Like, probably like a 2-3 weeks go by, you know, a good amount of time. Like, remind you, I never even brought up the if he bought it yet, you know? I'm thinking my brother in arms, you know what I'm saying, was gonna go get it. Bro, come to this guy's crib 3 weeks, almost a month later, bro. Come to the crib. I'm like, yo, where's the bread and the egg? No, I was hungry. We're chilling. We're talking. I'm like, yo, bro, make me an egg and bread sandwich. Man's like, nah, fam. I'm like, fam, you're not gonna... Bro, I'm like, yo, where... I look on top of the fridge. I'm like, yo.
Where's the bread?
Man's like, you're worried about the bread? I'm like, what do you mean? Look in the fridge. Where's the egg? So now I'm suspicious, you know? So now I'm thinking maybe... My mom always says when you serve something, when you leave something too long, it serves two masters, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing because I let it idle too long, man's boxed that. You know, fair enough.
Fair argument, to be honest.
What if I told you this guy gaslighted me just to tell me that he used the money for gas? Why didn't you just tell me he used the money for gas, gay?
Times were hard. I needed to go to work.
Guess what? Guess what? Ask me if I ever got the bread and egg. Bro, honestly, to this day, I still don't know if both those items have been in the crib at the same time since. I don't even know if those two items have been in the crib at the same time since. And at this point, I just feel like it's out of spite, you know? I feel like it's out of spite and anger.
No, what?
Like, it has to be, it's but not in a relationship.
It's not me. It's Canadian economy. Times are hard. Niggas don't got a job, okay? I didn't just mean to not buy bread and egg. Egg is now $9. The bread I used to buy for $1.50 is now $4. Bro,
buying eggs for $3, $2 in Texas, fam. I'm about to move.
Well, fuck the bitch then. Why are you bragging?
She used to live here and she moved to Texas. She's just comparing the prices. It's still fuck that bitch, huh?
You still fuck her because I'm poor over here. Life. Yeah, I don't like that.
You ready? Fuck that bitch. Yeah. Fuck that
niggas
bitch.
Is out here struggling. At the job, the airport job now, there's a guy that I work with is a manager at Best Buy. I'm working a second job at the airport full time. And I'm just like, the economy tough, man. So yeah, that's why there's no bread and egg in my crib. It's not that I don't want to buy the bread and egg.
But one thing I've been seeing, Bear, yo, Shorty's are always talking about, yo, Bear, Shorty just, you know, turning 18 and starting OnlyFans and stripping. And I'm just like, it's facts.
Economy's hard. Man. You see the other Twitter, the one I just showed you? The one I said I posted. Then
it goes for
the,
yo, bro, manager.
The girl has never done none of that. The moment you start seeing a girl post her OnlyFans, that's how you know economy's tough. Like, this was a girl that's just sexy and sweet and all of that.
No cap.
Coochie no out.
Cap. I'm about to be
OnlyFans link.
Honestly, I'm about to be a little devious because I had the thought in my mind over the week. You know, there's a shorty on my snap. Get me?
Mm-hmm.
And she's always like posting Ruby Rose, like pictures of Ruby Rose.
Whatever. Yeah, wait, hold that thought. Let me check the camera.
It's okay. It's just an audio day. Mans don't even know when that died, fam. It's okay. Just an audio day still. Mans don't even know when that died, fam. Hmm? Fam, we don't even know when it died. You mean video, idiot?
We got
12 minutes. Oh, yeah. What were you saying now?
You have a shorty on your Snapchat.
Oh, yeah. I have a shorty on my Snapchat. She likes posting Ruby Rose Bear, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes the pictures that she posts is like off her, like, I guess, like her Instagram story. So it still has like her OnlyFans link, right? So every time she posts it, I'm like, yo. Like, I was going to reply to her and be like, so when's yours dropping? I was about to say, so yours next a lot. But she's like, yo, fam. Because, like, yo, it was back-to-back photos of the OnlyFans link. Like, it was almost like it was hers, fam. I was like, yo, are you promoting? Bro, might as well start your own. You're not even getting paid for this free promo right now, bro.
Oh, my God. There's a girl on my Snapchat like that. When it's not even... It's her personal shit. She stay posting, like, sexy, provocative pictures.
I'm not even gonna lie.
And then... She has a whole rant like, why are you guys always telling me to like open OnlyFans? Like, that's so disgusting. And I was like, we've seen your titties. You might as well make money. Like, what are you talking about? You're working backwards.
I don't know. Some shorties like being free whores.
That is counterproductive. If you're going to show your entire Snapchat of 1,000 plus people what your sexy shape is like.
Yo, so you're trying to send me your Snapchat after?
I got you. You might as well make money off it. Come on. Makes sense.
Oh, yo, no cap. I'm still cheese. I fumbled that bag, eh? I really had a chance.
Oh, my God.
Me and Sunshine, I'm going to have to tell you how me and Sunshine fumbled the biggest production bag of our life, fam. No cap. We had the opportunity to manage three shorties OnlyFans, record, edit,
and post.
And post. Like, we had, like, full control content-wise. Like,
of create. We had control like, of
we just had to manage
creativity.
Them, we just had to manage. Yo, honestly, bro. What were we thinking in our younger days, man? Fucking hell. We would have been millionaires.
We're out here, you know, trying to be on some. It's not modest.
We're thinking about if we had daughters in the future, you know?
Fuck that. We should have run that OnlyFans. We could have get some bags. And they were good-looking girls, too. Oh, my God. We could run some bags.
Yo, honestly, bro, the way how economy is moving, I might... I'm not going to hit them up, but I might have to learn how to manage OnlyFans. I'm going to figure out how I can boost your clientele, bro. How I can put more money in your pocket.
Think about it. It's just branding. It's basically marketing, which I'm amazing at.
All I'm trying to do is fund your BBL. You're Miami.
You don't even have to have BBL. It's the carousel of your body. It's a candid.
Chill, fam.
Who's paying? That's an investment. I don't have that investment. 15K up for it. How much is BBL?
Yo, I don't know how much BBL is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if we manage them and they're making enough money to pay for their own BBL or their own stuff, you know, we just have to make sure we're getting them more money, you know? They get more money.
Look at us digital pimps.
You know what I'm saying?
I like this.
All right.
We're digital pimps.
Yeah, so we're back. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Back to... people don't need to know we're doing devious things.
Hell's hot, you know?
Think about it. Is it hot? What did Nelly say? It's getting hot in here.
So take off.
You might as well just turn up. That's all I'm saying. You might as well just turn up.
Honestly,
it's already hot.
Never mind, bro. I'm glad I went to church because you. Yo. Holy. That's crazy.
I always ponder with the thought, what if hell just had bad PR? What if hell and heaven had a PR
this guy said, what if?
And the shorty managing hell account is just bad at her job.
You're insane for that. Do you know you're going to have to answer to God, right?
Yeah, this is. It's a serious question. It was on 1%.
It was.
So what were you pushing? It was literally on 1%.
But the thing is, like, I came here at 20.
I got 16 on my phone.
My phone, bro. It just makes sense. 20 minutes to buy a charger today, fam.
Why?
I drove from Vaughn.
You still pay for stuff?
First of all, no big stores are fucking open right now, right?
Oh, it's and the one Easter. Yeah.
In the desperate need to try and charge my phone. The charger is behind the fucking counter. What am I going to do? Sucker punch him in his eye? Like, what the fuck? Like, okay, this guy is talking about... You still paying for shit?
No, I'm even talking about the discount. I didn't...
Check out.
No, I use discount self-checker. What are you talking about? I don't know what you...
The five-finger discount, what?
No, the employee discount.
100% off?
With their employee discount.
100% off?
With their employee discount, allegedly.
Is there as 100% off?
Yeah. All I'm saying is certain discount apply to... All you gotta do is like find five coupons, $20 each, and it's not. You're good. It might be your hands, but you're good.
Holy.
But yeah.
I feel like the worst part about everything is how bipolar the weather is.
Oh, yeah. Really don't like it.
I feel like that's why we don't have a topic for you guys. The weather's been on some bullshit all week, eh?
And I have allergies, right? My allergies is like, kind of dependent on the temperature.
Snowstorm.
And the weather.
Rain. Rainstorm.
It was bad for the kid.
Foggy.
All in 1 week.
Hot. Cold.
It makes
windy.
Me, you know? It makes you want to go deeper. Global warming,
tornado,
is done.
An earthquake, and a flood.
Don't jinx it. Please stop. Please. Don't.
Just finish us.
Don't jinx it, please. Because I might as well go back to Nigeria. Nigeria tough. Please don't jinx it. Don't jinx
Lagos
it.
To Lagos alone?
I lied. Lagos hard as hell, man.
Heard they're killing beer mans over there.
So please don't jinx it. Like, yo, what? By the time we get to Toledo and Equates, it's done.
You know what I've been seeing on Twitter a lot? You know, they've been packing anything that smells, blinks, or even think is a witch, fam.
Where?
Man, bare places, bro. I've been seeing bare people get bun up and things.
We would get dark if we go that path, because it is. I seen one today about a place that's close to Indonesia, and I'm just like,
see, yo, even when it comes to traveling to some places, it's like, yo, some places you just see on TV and it's just like, I'm not going there.
No, honestly.
Because this is like,
why are you going to certain places?
Like, yo. Like the Amazon rainforest, beautiful.
What is beautiful about it?
Hold on, no. Like looking at it
from the drone, let us fly past it.
No, like overhead, like yeah. The scenery is beautiful. Because
I'm not touching grounds.
Touch what ground?
Exactly.
Touch what ground?
Nothing,
bro. There's probably things in that forest I can't spell.
Places I can't go to Amazon forest. Australia is the number one. Till the day I die.
I'm trying to think like
I
what
am
would make
not
me...
going to Australia.
Yo, I don't think I could go to Australia for more than like 48 hours. I don't think I'll survive more than 3 days. Okay, maybe 4. Actually, no, I'm lying still. I'd get packed by something by the first day still.
Yeah, man.
Because one.
They have snakes that fly.
Hold on. We have nothing poisonous over here.
Yeah, right? Poison is just, it's a natural resources
over
there.
Poisonous, fam.
Yep. Spiders could kill a dog.
Fam.
How is a spider killing a dog?
Fam.
How is a spider apex predator in your country and you think I'm coming there to chill?
You're just talking about the spiders, fam? Bro, they got shit so big, I don't...
The day I saw a snake fly and the man was like,
wait,
oh,
fly?
When... Yeah, someone was talking, said when you come here,
what do you, mean
you have to...
What do you mean the flies?
Snake flies.
What snake flies?
The man said, if you're walking down this slope, you have to walk zigzag because snakes would jump. Like, they were literally... They were just shut. It's in the hair, no?
It jumped.
In the hair. Flying. Till it catches you.
If it rolls up his body like a spring... And then uses that force to push itself.
See, you're talking about the semantics. All I know is snake is in the air and I don't like it. I'm
not
going
flying
there.
Like it grew wings, bro. Because, yo, if you said it had wings now, that's a different ball game, bro.
Imagine.
I'm going to have to go down with a flamethrower.
If God decides, let me make this thing spicy before the end of time and then create a snake that fly with poison.
You're thinking about snakes that fly with poison? What if he just made everything that's smaller than us? Bigger than us.
If grasshoppers are big, have you seen grasshoppers and praying mantis?
You're talking about fucking grasshoppers, bro? Have you seen a fucking centipede?
Oh my god. The human nature is packed.
No. Could you imagine if we lived in a reality where like we still ate what we ate by hunting and killing it and shit?
Mm-hmm.
It was just equal in size. Like everything, like down to the insects, fam.
Equal in size. Cockroaches. Equal in size.
Okay, probably not like adult size. I probably like cat and dog size.
That is still traumatizing. A cockroach that could fly. A dog size. Dogs. That one not good still. Chicken. Have you ever seen a chicken mad? But it's a dog size?
Actually, never mind.
Oh, you are not making it. A math chicken, a dog size, German Shepherd size.
Wait, but there's already some birds that are already as big as us.
Right. So they're
probably going to be twice.
So now you're talking ostrich that is already running about 30 kilometers per hour. We're packed, man. We're packed. We cannot make it. Because think about it. Now, bears are low-key going tallest too. And a bear don't even like you. Polar bear, fam, they said them motherfuckers will walk to you so casually like there's some cute duck and just start biting off your skin.
Why would you let a polar bear walk up to you?
You can't outrun it.
Fam, who told you that?
They said it swims, it climbs, it runs.
My God, is awesome. Like, are you crazy? Are you crazy? Don't let me have to bust out the hymns, eh? Don't let me have to sing a word to you right now, bro.
You're gonna be singing your way to heaven. Cause no, you're bro, not.
If Usain Bolt can do it, I can do it.
What? Usain Bolt can outrun a polar bear.
Mama mentality, bro.
Kobe cannot cross over a polar bear. You, Kobe, Usain Bolt, dead off. Now, you're competing on who gets to the pearly gate first.
Yo, what was Kobe saying to Kanye in that one interview?
You're just not thinking big enough.
How much more do you want? More. How fast do you want him to go?
Faster.
How fast? Faster.
I don't so know.
Keep going faster.
I might as well start the GoFundMe page.
You're not ready.
It's Mamba mentality. Bring back the thing. A croc, a bear, a tiger. You're still choosing a bear.
A crocodile.
I asked you this question before.
A crocodile, a bear, and a tiger?
Who do you think you can last with 30 minutes?
Oh, a crocodile.
Okay, but now you clearly want to outrun a polar bear.
Yeah, but you're talking about fam. You're talking about I have to survive with
this. You know what? Let us even make it sicker. You have to swim. Playing the home field
advantage. None of the niggas, fam. What? Those guys are all... Bro, I've seen tigers pack crocodiles in the water, fam. Not even crocodiles. They have alligators out there. Those are bigger than crocs. So what do you mean? What do you mean? It's a water fight. I can't even swim. I can't swim.
Kill me.
This guy said... How about we make it different? We're in the water. Bro, you put me at a bigger disadvantage. Might as well you left me on land. I would have had better chance outrunning him.
What is the him? A croc?
Oh, definitely not a tiger.
But
the bear and the crocodile?
Crocodile run as fast as 30 kilometers an hour. Don't let their size fool you.
I'm not saying that. I say I have a better chance.
Okay.
I have a better chance.
Do you think you can run 30 kilometers per hour? Like if I put a speed ramp right here, if you go past it, you think you can do 30 kilometers an hour?
Show me how long a crocodile or an alligator maintain that speed.
That's a good question. Yeah,
so if you're launching at me, first of all, I'm not going to be that close to any of those animals for you to be able to like, maybe a tiger's leap is different, but a bear and a crocodile is not leaping from here to there. Body, like, first of all, a bear is heavy as fuck. A fucking crocodile doesn't even have the legs for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So distance wise, if you're leaping at, bro, I'm already doing the digital, fam. You're going to have to catch up to my speed and then maintain whatever you were already doing.
Okay. Okay. When you put it like that, that makes sense.
So
I'm out. Croc or alligator, that's the only best bet. You're not outrunning a bear.
There's people that survive bears all the time, fam.
Those are brown bears.
Fam, I'm giving myself 50-50. End of story, bro. Take it up with God. You want to argue with God, fam? You can't even do that. Thanks. Bye.
This is the inside conversation with men.
But yeah.
Right? The delusion guys have is crazy.
The tiger, water, or land, crop out, fam. I'm not fighting that. I'm not trying to survive that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Water and land, you're cropped.
I'm just kneeling down, begging a tiger, uncle, please.
The bear now, water, super cropped. Super fucking cropped.
You're done.
Those guys are perfect swimmers, fam.
They hunt the ones that live in water.
Fam. What do you mean polar bears are hunting seals, fam? Why?
Yeah.
Why are you hunting shit that swims? Why are you hunting shit that doesn't have legs?
for the fun of it too. Apparently, they just enjoy seeing people in pain. That's fucked up.
The craziest thing is what animal does it? Is it killer whales or like
orcas?
Yeah, fam. Fucking pack seals, fam.
Ooh, yo, they you see pack seal for joke.
Yo, you ever seen a seal fly? Holy shit.
And they be amused.
They be slapping those niggas out the fucking water. First
and
of all,
dolphins and shit.
You guys playing tennis with these shit. Nah, that's funny as fuck. Could you imagine just being a fucking toy for the water, fam?
That is ridiculous. And you know, they're probably one of the smartest sea creatures ever because they figured out a way to sink a boat.
Who?
Orcas.
Oh, but they've been smart. I feel like anything in the water is smart.
Ah, turtles are stupid. You can't say anything though. Have you seen seahorses? Some things in the, have you seen crab, shrimp? A lot of things in the oceans are not smart.
Okay, do we think it's not smart because we don't know what it's doing?
No, it's just not smart. There's no way you can PR this. It's not smart.
In their own environment, they're doing what they have to do to survive. They're playing their role.
Dory got lost couple times in 3 different movies. She's not smart.
There's no way you brought up a movie and you're... All right, bro. We're wrapping this shit up. This guy was trying to turn a movie into real... There's no way you brought Dory from fucking Finding Nemo into a
no,
because
you
want to
see some things in the ocean. She's a real fish. I swear she's a real fish.
She's made to look in the image of a real fish.
Oh.
Bro, we're going to wrap this up because you see, when his brain cells start slipping.
No, I'm just being realistic, man. All I know is also that's why I had to go learn swimming.
You okay? Like, my phone's dead.
You just need to charge your phone.
I need it.
There's no way we did an hour 30 minute.
Fam, we've been talking for a fucking minute.
Oh, we didn't start at the actual time. That's why. We didn't do an hour 30 minute. Probably like 35 minutes.
It has not been 35 minutes, fam.
I promise you. Yeah. Wait, pause.
Yeah, so you know.
Do you want to start a business and continue?
Oh, stand up business?
Say wait.
Big dicks, tight pussies, I saw we like it. You see me? He told me to stand on business. I wasn't even going to put that in the fucking clip. But you told me to stand on business. And who the fuck am I to back down from a challenge?
Don't fucking kill me, but yo, it's the Easter weekend.
I thought you already know the New Balance.
Did you get into the thing I signed you up for? Did you do an interview?
Nah. He told me Monday and never hollered at me back. For him. I said, yeah, I'm available Monday.
I'm going to message him so he could get back on it. I'm going to email him back today so he could get back on it. I need you to get back on it.
But guys, it's dark and we started when the sun was out.
Yeah. This is not a very long episode. This is just...
It's not going to be long. It's just
a chit chat.
But something I want you guys to do. If you're tuning in, if you're one of the real listeners, one of the real people tuning in, I'm going to need you to drop a comment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On either Instagram, either our Twitter, whatever, or if you know us personally, shoot us a text message.
Social
media. We're definitely going to be posting on our own social medias and on our 401 East socials as well. We will be interacting with you guys more, getting you guys to like, just like let us know what you guys want to hear. If there's any topics, we're gonna have questions. We're gonna be shooting out, reading out you guys' answers and stuff too. So we're gonna have different stuff to bring on different segments. So we're definitely trying to interact with you guys more, hear more from you guys, and especially with seeing that the numbers are growing and the community is growing. So as that is growing, you know
what would we call the fans?
Guys. Huh?
What would we call the fans?
Traffic.
I like your 401 East traffic. Yo, come on. Tight shit. the traffickers.
You really can't give two niggas mics, man. You give a nigga a mic and some equipment, bro.
He goes crazy.
Traffic.
I like that one still. Philly or Sosa can't argue that. You should have been here. Traffic it is.
On the 401 East, posted with traffic.
Come on.
Back again.
Yeah, you guys, please stay tuned. Interact with us. Share it with your friends and family.
But you know, and like, you know, that being said, you know, this being a long weekend, this being about, you know, God being risen and all that. I know,
I know we crack jokes, but we really love God. We really
He's trying to butter up to you guys. I don't have nothing to butter up about. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, as I was saying, you know, just take this time, this long weekend, you know, show love to your family, your friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, time is definitely precious. That shit is not on our side. So, you
absolutely
know, with everything going on, the way how economy is moving and just like the positions that we're in, like, you know, it's definitely times to take things more serious, take your family more serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
man, the times are short.
Wasting your time. Like, if, especially your potential, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't sit back, don't waste time, don't wait on the right time, because there's never a right time.
Damn, you know, lucky the moment's now.
So, you know, just do whatever you got to do. Hold your loved ones close. Have a great, well, the weekend's done.
By the time you guys are listening to this, we'll show you had a great weekend.
You know, hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope you guys enjoyed. For the ones that attended church, for the ones that might, for the ones that are thinking about it, you know what I'm
saying?
Make
sure you do.
Hope everyone has a good and productive week. Stay blessed. Stay safe. 401 East, we signing out.
We're signing out. And I would say this, because this is what I tell everybody. Make good choices. Love yourself.
And get some pussy.
Oh, my God. After all of that, get out. I turn off the mic. We'll be right back.